This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Beseder, good evening. Welcome back. Hope you had a lovely Yom Tov. So the halacha slot tonight is entitled Eating Before Davening. It's an interesting area of halacha and is connected to this week's parsha because after Noach came out of the table, the pasuk says, Ach basar benafshei doma leisechelu. Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat meat. He was a vegetarian. And for the 10 generations until Noach, they were all vegetarians. But when Noach came out of the table, the pasuk says, Ach basar benafshei doma leisechelu. They're allowed to eat meat, but two restrictions. Number one, they're not allowed to eat eva minachai, which means they can't sort of pull a limb off a living animal. And also they can't eat the blood. Now, a related pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim is leisechu al hadam. And that, also the prohibition not to eat dam, and that actually is the source of not eating before davening. How so? Because the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Amud Beis, the first box there, the second paragraph, my dichsiv, you can see there's some coughs, sleeping in the sukkah, and this is, my dichsiv leisoich l'adam. What is pshat in the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, leisoich l'adam, says the Gemara in Brachos, leisoich lu kaidim shetispalu adamchem. Don't eat before you have prayed for your dam, for your own sort of being. That's the first source. Then the Gemara carries on and says, Ikad Omri, Kola Eichel V'Sheise, V'Achakach Mispalel, someone who eats and drinks and then davens, Olov HaKosuv Eimeh, V'Oisi Yishlach Tachri Goyech, Al Tikra Goyech Alegeyech, which means it's a certain degree of pride. You're worrying about yourself before you turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After this person has sort of, you know, he's sort of become proud, he's focusing on himself, he's eating and drinking, then and then he decides to daven. That seems wrong. So interestingly, there are two different sources. One is, they're both a Gemara Brachos, but they're two different reasons. One is, and the second is an Indian of gaiva, of pride. Now, the Torah Temima notes that there is enough nafkamina between the two. There is a practical difference between these two reasons. The Torah Temima says, and this is in Kedoshim, v'yesh lohe nafkamina ben hadroshes. There's enough nafkamina between these two. Delapirish hadrosha machmas gaiva, according to the second explanation, that it's all to do with arrogance, you're putting your stomach before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im kara kriyashma, if a person said kriyashma first, shezehu kabolus amach shemayim, then mutzalech over lishtos. Afshe dain leispala called philosophy. Even though he hasn't finished davening, he said krishma, then that would be okay. Masha'in came, according to the first rosh of leisoich l'adam, also lech over lishtos kodim shegomar tfilas yudches. Then you shouldn't do that before you finish davening properly. So that would be enough gemina. Now, what is the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Tfilin Erechaim, Simen Pei Tes Sif Gimel, also leis asik besarcha, a person shouldn't get involved, not just eating and drinking, in any of his own personal activities, until he davened Shmoneh Esra, brackets, v'yesh mekilin, la'achas she'omer miksas brachos, he's done something. Now, presumably, this represents the two opinion, the two themes that we had above. Okay? V'toiv la'achmin b'zeh, one should be machme, and one shouldn't eat or drink before davening. V'loy lechol v'loy lishtos, but and therefore one should not eat, one should be machmir not to eat or drink before davening. However, there are some things which are fine. For example, the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Avol ma'im mutzal lishtos kodim tefillah." Drinking water before davening, no problem. Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos v'yontov, whether it's weekday or Shabbos v'yontov, v'chein oichlu mashkim the refuah. And so too, eating or drinking for medical purposes, no problem. Now, the Mishnah Berurah on this, talking about water, he expands it a little bit. He says, why is water okay? He says, the loshayach bu gaiva, because there's no arrogance there. You know, if you're sipping a pina colada, right, then maybe. But if you're having a cold glass of water, no problem. And he even talks about hot drinks. And he says, hot drinks also, mayim, hot or cold, no problem. He says, v'dafka below tzuka, without sugar. We'll see in a second. Avalim tzuka osa, but with sugar it's not allowed. V'koshkein mashka shecha, which means an intoxicating drink. He says, shekorin beer. Right, to have a beer before Shacharis seems a strange thing to do. But if a person wants to have a strong drink before Shacharis, that's wrong. Vaday asa. V'tei v'kofi, muta lishtosei kodim tefila, to have a tea or a coffee before you daven, that's okay. Kadesh yuchel lechavendaita v'lispala, in order to focus us on our davening. of a problem kovish reginim bohem, and certainly in places where we regularly drink tea and coffee, the emis yashiv adas biltom, and it's hard to focus. Yeah, we can't get by without our daily fix of coffee before we start the day. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that's a tea and coffee without sugar, without milk. Now, that is, you know, Mishnah Berurah writing 100 plus years ago in Eastern Europe. Baruch Hashem, we're living in times now where milk, sugar are not considered an unusual, indulgent sort of thing, and therefore it's not a problem. The Halicha Shlomim, Shlomo Zalman says, Hamargish Sarich Lishtos Kedem Hatfila. If a person feels he needs to drink before davening, mutal lishtos coffee b'chol v'sukkah. He's allowed to drink coffee, sugar, milk, no problem. If possible, he should say Shema or v'choneni Hashem or something before that. But the kibbutz is manenu kol adam sheisakach. We all drink our tea and coffee with milk, with sugar. It's not considered a big deal. Ki ein ze nikre mashke choshev v'minzer ve'ein ze derech gai v'klal. This is not arrogance. V'lochein kishem magish nesorech b'kach shori v'chein noga olam. And that's, you know, it's very, very common. I once saw a person dafka not have milk, and it was like unusual. He chose not to have milk because of this. But it's very, very rare. And everyone seems to be drinking tea, coffee, sugar, milk before davening, no problem. The Kaf HaChaim interestingly says to have a whole glass of milk, that's not. Yeah, because that's considered nourishing and therefore one should avoid that. And also one should avoid drinking in a social setting. Sometimes I come to school in the morning and we've got laid up for breakfast after davening. And there's teas and coffees. And the guys, you know, they have a tea and a coffee beforehand, which is fine. Yeah, no problem. But, you know, when they, you know, half a dozen sitting down, they're talking already, and it's, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes in, and that's what's not allowed. The Mishnah Berurah then goes on and says, the bottom box, to drink it in a social gathering, to sit down and literally have a coffee with your friends before davening, that's considered your own chafetzim, that's your own socializing. And if you're drinking in, you know, that setting, who knows where it'll lead, it will carry on past perhaps Krishma, and you've got to be careful of that. Now, when does the prohibition begin? From when is it also to start drinking? So for example, you know, in the winter, right, the clocks change this Motzei Shabbos. So come Sunday, you know, it's and we're heading towards the winter, it can be 7 o'clock in the morning, it's still dark outside. Is it a problem to drink then? So the halacha is that you're not allowed to have a full meal, to begin a full meal, which is a kebetza of bread or mezonos, 30 minutes before Alos HaShacha. Alos HaShacha is dawn. That's the first, you can't see the sun. That's when the sky starts lightening up. Now, that is generally considered, there are different ways of calculating it, but it's generally considered to be 72 minutes before Nates. So this morning, I don't know exactly, but I think Nates is around, say, 7.30, say 7.32. So that means Alos HaShacha will be, according to this calculation, 72 minutes before that, at 6.20. So half an hour before that, from 5.50, before that time, no problem. At 5.30 in the morning, you want to have a full English breakfast? Yeah, no problem. It's no different, halachically, from having it at 10 o'clock at night or 2 o'clock in the morning. So half an hour before Alos HaShacha, one shouldn't begin a full meal. That's the beginning point now. But we're not talking about a full meal. We're talking about Shabbos morning, you go to shul. You know, during the week, it's a bit easier. You go, it's a quicker davening. You want to have a coffee, no problem. But, you know, but Shabbos morning, you know, people maybe to be in shul till 11:30, 12 o'clock or later. So are you allowed to have a piece of cake with your coffee? You're allowed to have a cereal, some fruit. What's the story? So the prohibition of eating before davening, it begins at Alos HaShacha, not beginning a full meal. That begins at Alos HaShacha, which is, as I said, it's 72 minutes before Nates. Now, when is it okay to eat before davening? So we've seen two exceptions. One is maim and various drinks, okay, and l'shem refuah. Now, the Shulchan Aruch then says, if you look at the next box, the second box on the second side, Avul mayim mutzel lishtos kaidim tefillah. But water you can drink before tefillah. V'chein oichdu namashkim lirafur muta. Hatzomei v'harav harim b'chlal acholim. So someone who's very hungry, very thirsty, he's considered a chola. Im yesh b'cholis lecham and daitis palal. If he can, you know, manage without and focus, then great. V'im lav v'im rotza al yispalal sheyechav yishteh. Now, you've got to be honest, but a person who therefore feels on Shabbos morning for he needs a cup of, he needs some cake with his coffee or some biscuits and fruit, a cereal or something, because he feels it will be too long by the time he gets to the Kiddush or whatever it is, then that's okay. If it's in order to help his davening, but if it's possible to avoid it, that's of course better. But if he finds himself so hungry that he can't properly focus on his davening, then that would seem to be okay. Interestingly, the Bir Halacha says something which I don't think is so well known. The Bir Halacha says, "Kos v'achrenim, the ish chalosh, a person who is weak, she'eni yochel lahamid al nafshei ad eish shegrim hatzibu tefilosom." Like you go to a main minyan on Shabbos morning, or Yontov, we just experienced Yontov, it can go until, you know, till 12 o'clock. By the time you're home, it's later. A person who is weak and can't sort of cope till then, listen to what he says. Better he davens shachris at home at biyachidus, v'yoichel ma'at, and then you eat a little bit, make kiddush and eat a little bit. V'achakach yelich lebeis hakneses l'shmoya kaddish. And of course, if it's during the week, there's no kiddush, right? But then you eat, and then you go to shul l'shmoya kaddish v'baruchu v'shad divrei kedusha b'shayichel koydem ha'tefillah, rather than eat before tefillah. Interesting. Okay, so one has to balance that. But eating before davening, if a person feels he won't be able to focus otherwise, then the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that it's okay. The Bir Halacha does add that it's better to daven b'yichidus beforehand and eat something and then go to shul to hear the Dvarim Shel Kedusha, which need a minyan. If a person is taking medications or vitamins, even for a minor ailment, that's no problem. You're taking antibiotics or something that requires you to eat something, then that's not a problem whatsoever. Now, what about women and eating before davening? Now, this is very interesting. So, women also may not eat before davening. Okay, there's no difference. However, here's the big however. What is the obligation of a woman to daven? I think once we had a share in it, it's time to perhaps to revisit the topic. But there's a machlokes whether women have an obligation to daven as the same as men or not. And that's a famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. And according to one opinion, just all they have to do is a minimal amount of davening, which could be, you know, the three elements of davening, a bakosha, a shvach, and a hidah, which could be just birchas hashach and birchas haTorah, saying avo rabo even on it. So that all has all those three elements. That's all you need to do. According to the other opinion, no, they've got to daven properly. So therefore, the poskim say that a woman can eat after reciting birchas hashach, since some poskim have said they've already fulfilled their minimum obligation. So they need to just say Birchas HaShachar, they can have breakfast. And the interesting thing is, you can rely on this even if you plan to daven the entire davening later. So if you need to just, you know, you start off Birchas HaShachar, it can take a couple of minutes, you can then have breakfast, and then you get a window later on in the morning at 9:30, 10 o'clock, and you're going to daven then, fine. And this is nogea to hundreds of schools and Beis Yaakovs and SEMs and whatever all over the world. Because most schools and SEMs, they're gonna daven together here in Hasmonean, right? So we've got a nice davening at 8:30, 5 till 9 o'clock. They come in, they register, and they've got 25 minutes, right? So then they're gonna go straight to lessons. They don't have breakfast afterwards. So what do? You can't make them fast until lunchtime or break time. So the Reb Shlomo Zalman was asked this question, and it's not a new question. If you take a look at the box, Halichas Bas Yisrael, Shahari Gam Al Isha Bas Chal Issa Achila Koedin Tfiles Kanal. This prohibition applies to women as well. Ochein Yesh Lodun B'Kovid Rosh. One has to weigh very carefully. B'noyiv B'roiv Bote HaSefer V'HaSeminarim L'Bonos, for women's schools and girls' schools and seminar and SEMs. Bahem ispalos kalabonos bekitosom, where the girls daven in their class or an assembly. Uchotetzor mikach ne'elotzos bonos rabbis. Many women are going to be stuck over here. Or beikah hagoros b'merchem beis hasefer, especially those who live far away and they've got to come from quite a distance. That means they've got to leave home early. Le'echol bebeis and koydim atfila me'idach kiyum shel tefila sheyachad beis hasefer. On the other hand, davening together with everyone in assembly or, you know, in school. Is with tachas hashkocha v'hadrocha mechanech, is underneath the supervision of the teachers. Mezakes habonus hashav beitam leitzval baray. It will be a better davening if they daven in school than at home. So what to do? So he says here, v'chein kosov v'hagonim shlem zaman arbach. Lalichas bas Yisrael wrote to shlem zaman arbach, and who wrote back and said the following: the inyan bonus seminarim v'chadoy meharoytis lechol bebeisim koydim halichosin lebeis hasefer. Those girls who want to eat at home before they go to school, Re'ei Mishnah Berurah, etc., Shemachmi B'Shachar Sumincha, V'Lemaisa Nohuk L'Hokel. The minhag is nowadays we are mekel. The girls can have their breakfast before they go to school, before they go to Sem. Bilvad Sheyom Re'ezet Tfilah Katzara V'Yikru Krishma B'Boike. Let them just say something before. So they should say Birchas HaShachar, they should say Kriya Shema, they should do something. Of course, if they say Birchas HaShachar when they get to school, they shouldn't repeat it again, because they've already said it. But they should say something. V'zeh mitame achinuch, for chinuch purposes, that would be acceptable. Shai peturis min adim mikrishma, because mi'ik adin, they're part of mikrishma, they should do that. Okay, and that's what we advise in school. I'm sure most schools do the same. Just two quick other points. What about chewing gum? Does that get caught by the prohibition of eating? I know there are people who've got strong feelings about chewing gum. But look what the Mishnah Berurah says. V'haretzeh shelo yorok todir, a person who's got saliva, and he doesn't want to sort of spit in the shul. Yilois kaidim knisasa shorish mosok shakur in licorice. He should chew some licorice beforehand. After baker shorit b'shaich b'zeh gaiva. You're just chewing gum, that's not considered gaivadik. Now you could say that this is to get rid of phlegm, and it's sort of medicinal almost. It's not quite the same as chewing gum. But they bring this as chewing gum before davening would be okay. And one final point, what about exercising before davening? That's a very interesting one. What if, you know, the only time you can really go is go for a run in the morning, or go to the gym, or just whatever the exercise is. What about doing that first thing in the morning before davening? So interestingly, the Tefillah Kehilchasa quotes from Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. He says, "Hama'inin lasuk bepilas kufonis lechilas asmoisa." The guy wants to do exercise for health purposes. Kedei lechazik es kufay lavodas haboreh, so he should be fit and healthy to serve Hashem. Ve'ein befshirusa lasuk bekach el lifnei haTefillah. It's only possible. The only slot he has is before davening. Rishai, he's allowed to. So for example, let's say he goes, you know, the his swimming pool where they have men swimming, is only at certain times, then he's allowed to. But tonight, shlo yava mishum kach zman krishma. Okay, so long as you don't miss the zman of krishma. So there you have it. An overview of eating before davening, based on, related a bit tenuously on the pasuk in this week's parasha, ach basa benafshe domo lesechelu, but based on the pasuk l'soich l'adam, you have two reasons that you shouldn't eat before davening. One is l'soich l'kodim shetzisparo adamchem, and the second reason is gaiva. It's considered an arrogant thing to do. The Shulchan Aruch does say that drinking is no problem nowadays. That includes tea, coffee, sugar, milk, no problem. And anything for medical reasons is absolutely fine. One shouldn't begin a full meal, which is a kibbutz of bread and mazonis, that's 30 minutes before Aleis HaShachar. Neitz HaChama, which is 72 minutes after that, right? That neitz is when the sun actually, you can suddenly see it sort of creep over the horizon. But the prohibition of just eating stam is 70 from Aleis, which is 72 minutes. The normal way of calculating is 72 minutes for neitz. Women should preferably daven. This applies to them as well. They should preferably daven first and then eat. But if they need to, they can just do a minimal davening and then eat and then daven more later. And exercise, as we said, would be allowed. Scheinberg would allow that before davening. Okay, so.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.